This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So we have a theme on Twitch.
Yeah?
Yeah. The theme is the cost of curse. And here's how it goes. Kitek says, the cost of curse is real. Costa forces his way into the Pistons bandwagon, and they lose to the worst team in the NBA. He follows it up with, Costa gives up on the Red Wings, and they end their losing streak. Then there's...
And now he's telling people...
There's an odd comment, more trophies for Heather... and then it comes back, beware the cost of curse when picking your bracket. Yes, he spent a whole segment talking about MSU one seed, so you know they will lose today. The cost of curse, is it real?
They'll shoot like 1-16 and get bounced in their first Big Ten
to Oregon
tournament game against Oregon. Well, the good news for everybody is that Javi's going to have a great season. Javi Baez is going to have a great year because I don't get it. I don't see it. AJ Hinch was on with us yesterday. He said, hey, Javi's going to play third a little bit. And he played third yesterday in their spring training game. And John, are you at all surprised he committed an error in his first game at third base? I don't know how you feel about this. We didn't really talk about it because we had AJ on and we had a bunch of other stuff as you slept on it. The idea that Javi's going to be this utility guy. He said yesterday he wants to play some center field. How do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, okay. That seems to be the more of a... kid's dream. When I got in the major leagues, I wanted to be able to play shortstop. That's my spot. Maybe I could play this. Maybe I chase some fly balls in the outfield. Okay, I think he was probably, I didn't hear the context of that comment. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's really going to play center field.
No, I don't either.
Third base, what takes a better glove? Different skill sets, different perspective.
Typically, you're better defenders at short. So you see shortstops that do play third. When they get a little older.
Right. So I'm not going to sit here and say because that he played third base for one spring training game and had an error, that he, this is stupid, this is terrible. I'm willing to give it some time to see because I don't know, he's, as much as this sounds ridiculous, he's performing better than Jace Young.
Right.
And Vierling's not available.
Right. Some of this is out of necessity.
Yeah, this is clearly out of necessity. So I'm not going to sit here and skewer AJ Hinch for putting him over at third base. I'm also not going to skewer Javi Baez more than we enjoy doing that on a regular basis because it was his first day at third base.
Yeah, I'm not skewering AJ. He's on the roster. Well, for whatever reason, he's going to end up on this roster. There's $70 million reasons why he's on this roster. AJ is going to try to get the most out of him. They'll likely platoon him against lefties, right? Yeah. He's a right-handed bat. They don't have enough right-handed bats. AJ is going to try to make chicken salad out of chicken you know what. But do I believe Javi Baez deserves creative ways to get into the lineup? No, his bat's terrible. I'm not falling over to try to get this guy more ABs. I do like that he's moved off of maybe being the primary shortstop, because then it's just one step away from not even being on the team.
Sure.
But the idea that I need to find ways to get him more at-bats, have we not seen at-bats from Javi Baez? He was a minus defender a year ago at shortstop. And I don't know that it's going to be a smooth transition to playing more third base. I get why they're doing it. I don't necessarily like it. I hope it just means that they're not reliant on him at shortstop, and they're just going to kind of pop him in against lefties. And if he hits, great. And if he doesn't, he's off the team. But that second part, I just don't trust.
I agree. And I don't know. Okay, the simple answer that all of us would love to hear is that Javi Baez isn't going to be a part of the roster. But if that's the case, and you're looking at, he's got, as much as it pains me to say this, he's got a better track record than Jace Young.
Sure.
And so who are you going to put at third base?
Well, Jace is a lefty bat, so he'll play primarily against righties. Most pitchers are right-handed. Jace will likely play more. But if Jace is a you know, disaster defensively at third base, what's the answer? Because I don't want Javi facing right-handed pitching.
A bigger risk of him being a disaster at the place than that at the plate than there is him being a disaster at third base.
Jace had a bumpy year defensively last year.
Sure.
And he's had a bumpy spring at the plate. So what if Jace is not ready for the bigs right now? Then he goes down to AAA. Who is this team's third baseman? You can't tell me Javi Baez is playing every day against right-handers. You just can't. And I really want to know, the only way we'll see is when it plays out, John.
Okay, you don't want me to say it. I'll just
go ahead.
Wait for you to start a new thought.
Go ahead.
Because I don't know what your answer is.
The answer is not the greatest of answers. It's Zach McKinstry.
Yeah, probably.
Your third baseman right now, like, kind of just hit me a little bit here, that I think right now Jace Young is in jeopardy of making this team. You start boiling down the numbers, and you see how Torque is hitting. You know, if he has revived himself a degree to where he's going to be a 20 home run guy, you know what that means for this lineup, especially with Vierling maybe missing time. I know you're laughing and smiling,
no,
but
it's just because I was laughing because the idea is, you remember when they drafted Spencer Torkelson? They made a big deal about announcing his position.
Yeah,
everybody projected him as a major league first baseman. But they said, we're drafting number one overall third baseman, Spencer Torkelson. If you were going to move someone over to third for a little bit here, wouldn't it be him?
Well, has he even practiced
it
at all?
I know.
But that's the thing. They have this dilemma where, like, if Jace Young has really been, like, this horrible this spring and you can't trust him completely defensively, then you put McKinstry over there. And it's not like, it's almost like Vierling light. In some ways with him, you can trust him. You got to be able to trust the guys defensively. You have to put some sort of legitimate defense behind this pitching staff, which has been outstanding for most of the spring.
Let me back up with the Javi thing. There will be people who say, let's give him a chance. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's give Hinch creatively with the lineup the benefit of the doubt and see what happens, right? Do you trust both ways, though? Do you we'll trust them to get off on the right foot and make the most of the bats they have. Do you trust that if he struggles the way he has for several consecutive seasons, do you trust them to kick him off the roster? Because I don't. Do you? Fine, I'll trust that you're going to play Javi to start the season. And if he's batting 185, do we trust them to remove him from the roster entirely? I don't.
Well, John made the point, though. You trust Javi more than Young. Are these two great options? Absolutely not, potentially. But the track record is that I'm really starting to think here, like, there could be a three-headed monster between short and third base of McKinstry, Sweeney, and Baez.
Well, don't forget Ibañez, too.
And Ibañez, yeah, as well. So you got two right-handers and two left-handers. And to me, that leaves Young out. Plus, options play into this, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You're so frustrated, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm just...
Matt Chapman over there and everything will be fine.
See, you're going to get me going. Is the case not to keep Jace Young on upside, though?
If he's not hitting well, you send him down and him right.
But I'm saying to make the opening day roster.
I don't know, man. To me, this seems like the puzzle says he's out.
Yeah. And Javi's in.
And especially if Torque is pushing his way onto the roster.
Why is it always third base? Why is that where everything has just festered?
Just to annoy you.
Festered at third base. We did this a year ago with Chapman. We did the Bregman saga. I know he who shall not be named. Vierling, we had the whole debate. How good is Vierling? And he deserves a role. But now he's hurt. It's always third base. Jace Young is this prospect we can't block, but now he might not even make the team a year later for Javi, of all people, to play. Why is it always third base? They have not been able to solidify that position for 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's frustrating because you thought you were, you know, you might have an answer there, which would have made things a lot easier, especially with the injuries that they've suffered so far in spring training, because it's not going to be the only injuries.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if Javi, you know, has a 2 weeks where he's still recovering? Like, I know he's out there playing, but it's not that far removed from the hip surgery. What happens if it gets stiff for a couple of weeks and they want to give him a couple of weeks to, you know, to rest it up? What do you do then while Vierling is still out?
I wish I could have bottled up the energy at the end of last season, because I think a lot of people have forgotten. We did the conversation, and we weren't the only show to talk about it. If Javi's on this team to start the season, you will feel insulted. You'll feel cheated. This team won a bunch of games without Javi in the lineup last year. He shouldn't be on the team. And now here we are talking about him carving out additional ABs and playing additional positions.
Well, what if his glove is better than Jace Young? And, you know, so he does settle into that third base position as a defender, mm-hmm. and he's batting 220. Are you okay to live with it for...
I have no choice, John.
No, I know you don't have a choice.
I'm not okay with
because
it.
Because you're not going to go out, you're not going to bring in another third baseman right now.
Right, because they were all in on one guy and didn't get him.
Yeah.
They didn't have a
I mean, the only other argument is you are allowed to make trades. You could still add to the roster. You could still go out there and say, you know what, we didn't foresee Vierling. We didn't foresee Parker Meadows. We didn't foresee Jace Young not being able to take that step and be able to hit. We didn't see Trey Sweeney. I mean, you should be able to see Trey Sweeney struggle at the plate. But, okay, this is the position that we're in. Do we want to go out there and add to this team? Because we still can.
The trade thing's interesting because I just had some random thought back here. Does Torque have any value?
Sure.
Not until he proves it in the regular season. But that might be too late.
It only takes one, though. If they see him in spring and they know his background, and I don't know.
Is there somebody in Major League Baseball that says, you know what I could do with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, somebody traded, you know, Luca for Anthony Davis in sports, so anything can happen.
Yeah. We got a couple Tiger phone calls and ticket texts to read. Get an update on Lucy last night. Did she hit the game-winning shot? Did they pull off the win at Mackey? Talked a little bit about it yesterday. We'll pay it off next, 97.1.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.